In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. What I'm going to do is, I never done this on radio before, I'm going to read the genealogy of Jesus according to St. Matthew. An account of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac was the father of Jacob, and Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah was the father of Perez, and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez, the father of Hezron, and Hezron, the father of Aram, and Aram, the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab, the father of Nashon, and Nashon, the father of Salmon, and Salmon, the father of Boaz by Ruth, or I should say by Rahab the harlot, and Boaz, the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon was the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam was the father of Abijah, and Abijah was the father of Aspa, and Aspa the father of Jehoshaphat, I should say, and Jehoshaphat was the father of Joram, and Joram was the father of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham, and Jotham was the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh was the father of Amos, and Amos was the father of Josiah. Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Sahithiel, and Sahithiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abiud, and Abiud was the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim was the father of Azor, and Azor was the father of Zadok, and Zadok was the father of Akim. Akim was the father of Eliud. Eliud was the father of Eleazar. Eleazar was the father of Mathan. Mathan was the father of Jacob. And Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who was called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David to the deportation of Babylon, 14 generations. And from the deportation of Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. Why did I read this? First of all, people never hear it. The light was being transferred from one person to the other. And you know what? The genealogy of Jesus is not perfect. We have Rahab the harlot. We have David, the one who killed Uriah. So I see, and the church sees, that Mary had to be immaculate. Mary had to be immaculate because the children of God became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place when his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, this is Mary. Let it be done unto me according to your word. This is Mary, the disciple of Jesus, the one who heard the word of God and did it. Oh yes, she heard it at Cana in Galilee and did it. She heard it with Gabriel saying, you shall conceive and bear a son. And she said, let it be done unto me according to your word. She heard the word of God in Bethlehem when she brought forth her firstborn and laid him in a manger. Oh yes, Mary is the disciple of Jesus. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, where does he save us from our sins? In the manger? No. On the cross. He saves us from our sins on the cross. Jesus is the only child born, was born to die. Because Jesus means God saves his people. And how did God save his people? Through the blood of Jesus, through the cross of Jesus. All sinners are at the cross of Jesus. All sinners accept Jesus into their life. All sinners know that Jesus' blood cleanses them from all iniquity. Oh yes. Oh yes. Jesus is the only child born to die. Why? So that we might become godly and the children of God. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named the son Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, he's named Jesus, because Jesus would save us from our sins on the cross. Chapter 2 of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, astrologers came from the east and came to Jerusalem, asking, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising. Now you might be thinking, astrologers, it's not of God. That's true. But we're going to see what the astrologers did. And they have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Israel with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. He wasn't a very good Jew. He didn't know the scriptures. So they opened the scriptures, and the scriptures said he's going to be born in the city of David, Bethlehem. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written by the prophet Micah and Isaiah, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. That's Jesus. Herod secretly called for the astrologers and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may also go pay him homage. Herod is a liar." When they had heard the king, they set out there ahead of them, went the star ahead of them that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overjoyed and overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, not a manger, Joseph took Mary from the manger after the birth to a house, and they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are the tools of the trade of astrologers. They give them up. They give up the gold that they made by being astrologers, the frankincense and the myrrh by being astrologers. They gave it all up, and now they're going to follow who? They're going to follow Jesus. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. In other words, God told them not to go back to Herod, because Herod wanted the life of the child. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." You see, the cross is with Jesus even from his birth. The destruction of the child by Herod, that's what he wants to do, but he doesn't do it. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." They had lots of angelic visitations. I want an angelic visitation, do you? I have a guardian angel, and he takes care of me. But I need an angelic visitation. Wouldn't it be wonderful when we had this kind of experience? And you know what? We would have the angel say, "Don't be afraid." You know why? Because it would be overwhelming. Imagine an angel overwhelming presence. What about Jesus, the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us, Savior? He is the Savior of the world. We receive his salvation through the blood that he shed on the cross. I started that experience in baptism, and now I am living out my baptized life in Jesus, through Jesus, and for Jesus. When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men of the astrologers, he was infuriated and sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. So the wise men were traveling 2 years, 2 years to come to the house where the baby and Mary were. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled, because they are no more. So Herod wanted every child in Bethlehem under 2 years old to be destroyed. What a sick man. What a sick man. First of all, salvation came to the Jews. Why? To the shepherds, they're Jewish. And now salvation comes to the Gentiles. Who? The wise men. The astrologers, or the ex-astrologers. Yes, salvation is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. It's still that way. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are seeking the child are dead." Then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was the ruler of Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. Then he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken to the prophets might be fulfilled: he will be called a Nazarene. Oh yes, the prophetic word about the coming of the Messiah is completely fulfilled to the crossing of every T and the dotting of every I. He will be called a Nazarene. Oh yes, oh yes. And the cross was following him to Egypt. It wasn't the cross, but it was persecution. They wanted to kill the child. Why? Because they were jealous, and they were hateful, and they were mean, and they would destroy children. And you know, all the children that were destroyed in Bethlehem, I think of the children that are being destroyed today at Planned Parenthood. Oh yes, the slaughter of the innocent. The most innocent child is in the womb, and it's the most precarious place to be, because people go and get their children excised from them. That's evil. That's evil. And not too many people talk about it, because we're afraid our collections will not be very high if we talk about abortion. And I don't talk about abortion. I talk about the salvation of souls, that abortion is evil. You know, the whole Democrat and Republican experience now is all about abortion. Democrats want to continue to kill children even after they're born. Republicans are all for life. Oh yes, all for life. Chapter 3 of Matthew. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair, it's not kosher, with a leather belt around his waist, not kosher, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem with all Judea were going out to John in the region along the Jordan. And when they were baptized by John in the river Jordan, confessing their sins, but when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance." In other words, if you come in here, you need to repent of your sins. Bear fruit worthy of the repentance of your sins. Do not presume to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our ancestor." For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children from Abraham. And I tell you, at this time in Israel, there were many, many stones. That's why the scripture tells us God was able to raise up stones for the children of Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit, that's us, is cut down and thrown into the fire. We need to bear good fruit by the grace of God. By the grace of God. It's all by the grace of God. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, John says in the 15th chapter, you will produce much fruit. Abiding in Jesus produces fruit. Abiding in Jesus produces fruit. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I tell you, I could never be doing what I'm doing if I had not received the baptism of the Spirit. His winnowing fork is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat. He will gather the wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And when Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him, John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented, and when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We have the whole Trinity in the Jordan River. We have the Son. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Father's voice. Oh, yes. This is what Matthew tells us. We're going to look at a psalm. Beautiful psalm. It's one of my favorites. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I seek you. Do you seek the Lord? My soul thirsts for you. My soul does thirst for the Lord. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry, weary land where there is no water. I remember Simi Koch, God rest her. She learned this by heart and would pray it quite often. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and your glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. Amen. My lips will praise you, so I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call upon your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. I tell you, we need Jesus. We need to be thirsty for him. We need to be longing for him. Oh yes, the only child born to die is the infant Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. God, thank you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Does your soul thirst for Jesus? Is your heart like a dry, weary land where there is no water, looking for him, looking for him? But he is the reason for Christmas, and there is no other reason but the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.